And welcome back to Texans Huddle inside NRG Stadium. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Nice to be celebrating a win.
Oh, yes. Winning is so much better than losing. I've always said that. And it's simple but true, Patty.
And you've always been right all along.
Yes.
Well, you can't credit enough, and as we just talked about in the last segment with John Harris, the offensive line and the running game really to this victory.
Well, it was huge because you look at this offensive line, the way they were operating with Chris Clark at left tackle, and you have Abushi at left guard, and Kendall Lamb at right tackle, and Newton sliding over to guard. It was amazing. Puts a lot of pressure on Ben Jones, the center, with all the communication. Then Alfred Blue takes advantage with a dynamite rushing performance, 139 yards. In fact, our HCC play of the week was the 20-yard run that was phenomenal for Blue in the fourth quarter. Really good stuff from the second year back. And think about this, Patty. Mallett is now 2-2 as a starter in both the wins. Alfred Blue went nuts on the ground, really helping the cause.
Yeah, and kind of a strange game as well from the kicking standpoint. Both sides, unfortunately, did not work out very well for the rest of the week for one Randy Bullock.
Yeah, Randy Bullock was let go by the team. He missed a couple of extra points through the first three games of the season. I think they found that unacceptable. He doinked a couple of field goals off the upright. One went in week one, one didn't in week three. And I think they feel, I can't speak for them, that ultimately it was going to catch up with them. He's never missed a kick to lose a game for the Houston Texans. In fact, his first ever game, he made a game winner on Monday Night Football. But how much longer could they continue to take these chances? So they bring in a veteran, an experienced guy in Nick Novak, formerly with the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah, absolutely. More on Nick Novak, really, and all of this stuff in Texans Weekly, which you can catch on Friday nights. But right now I want to talk a little bit about the secondary. They really stepped up from the past couple of weeks, especially guys like Jonathan Joseph and Kareem Jackson.
Well, Jonathan Joseph had five pass breakups. That's a huge number in this league. In a statistic you really don't talk about much, but it was really good to see J.J. do that on a big wide receiver, Mike Evans, and also Vincent Jackson. Tall targets for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jameis Winston was trying to get the ball out fast. That was the big key. Keep away from that Texans pass rush. Well, he was able to do it, get the ball out fast, but he was less accurate as the game went on, and that really helped the Houston defense. So that secondary did a phenomenal job, all things considered.
Patty. Yeah, absolutely, and I had a chance to catch up with Kareem Jackson and talk about not only that game, but how good it feels to be kind of off the schneid and in a winning mode.
I mean, definitely a difference, you know. After getting that first win, you know, he's kind of coming in, and you know, we all have a lot more enthusiasm, you know, bringing a lot more energy, you know. We're just excited about, you know, what we can be as a team, you know, like I say, especially getting that first win. We just want to continue to build on it, you know, and try to string some wins together.
Is that something that defensively, this defense was obviously touted very high, one of the best in the NFL, and not that the defense hasn't been holding up, but it's kind of like it seems to be getting just a little bit better each week. Is that a matter of gelling and communicating, or what do you attribute?
Oh, definitely. I know, you know, with the secondary, we have some new guys back there with Raheem. You know, it's our first year playing with him, but, you know, it's just all about, you know, coming together as one, you know, kind of, like you said, gelling together, you know, communicating-wise, and, you know, just being on the same page out there and, you know, just executing. You know, I think every week, you know, I think we've been getting better and better as a defense and doing that and just going out and executing the game plan.
Well, it's been kind of interesting because the last 3 weeks you guys have faced three number one overall picks at the quarterback position in Alex Smith and in Cam Newton and in Jameis Winston. You know, the challenges just don't get easier each and every week. Is it a difference of preparation for a young guy versus a veteran quarterback, or just kind of how do you prepare when you're looking at these kind of quarterbacks?
I think we kind of prepare the same, you know. We kind of see them as all, you know, definitely different talents, but, you know, they're all very capable of, you know, going out and doing some good things. You know, for us, we have to, you know, prepare like he's a, you know, 5-6-time Pro Bowler, you know, in the secondary. So you can't take anything for granted when you're going out there, regardless of how young the guy is, you know. Like I say, it's all about going out and being on the same page as a secondary and communicating and, you know, and executing, regardless if the guy's a rookie or, you know, 5-6-year vet.
And I guess the same question almost, but on the receiver side. You're kind of in a stretch here where you're going up against some big, strong, talented receivers. Last week, Mike Evans, you know, now we're looking at a guy like Julio Jones, and you're just in a stretch here where you're facing some of the best of the best. And you guys, let's look at it just first of all from the standpoint of the size-wise. These are such big guys. You guys aren't the biggest in the world. How do you kind of make up for that?
We just got to, you know, just try to do some different things to, you know, just kind of throw them off their game. You know, you might want to press them a little bit, play off a little bit. You know, anytime we can get our hands on them, we definitely have to be able to touch them. You know, can't just let them run free in the zone and stuff. You know, guy like Julio, big, strong guy, you know, definitely good at, you know, catching the ball and running with it. So, you know, we have to do it. It'll be a total group effort. You know, we'll all come together and we'll, like I say, we have to go out and, you know, do what we, you know, prepare and, well, the game, execute the game plan and, you know, just continue to, you know, gel together.
You and I talked before the season began. You were telling us you're about to be a father for the first time. You're just about 4 weeks away. It's getting close, getting pretty excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited, you know, with it being my first child. You know, definitely looking forward to fatherhood, you know, just kind of instilling, you know, some of the values that I have that I learned from my parents, you know, and to my daughter. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. Very excited.
Let's hope Kareem is getting all the sleep he can get right now. I'm a little worried. Baby in the middle of the season, late nights, early mornings. I don't know about this.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to be too concerned. But
can't you schedule these things?
No. Not so much.
Okay.
What about your fantasy team? How'd you do this week?
You know what? I'm living vicariously through Vanderkid, and he did really well. He was 3-0, thanks in large part to the advice given by John Harris in his FanDuel segment.
Week 4 of the NFL season is upon us already. A quarter of the season. If you're not playing FanDuel or fantasy football, I don't exactly know what you're doing, but I got 3 value plays for you this week, 3 waiver wire pickups, because I know a lot of these guys. The 3 guys you'll have behind me, well, I'm sure a lot of you don't have them in your leagues. Let's start with Latavius Murray, the running back for Oakland, going against Chicago. Maybe this is more an indictment on Chicago than it is about Latavius Murray, but a big weekend last weekend. Bank on Latavius Murray, and for FanDuel purposes, $7,500. That's great value for the return you'll get for Latavius Murray. Let's stay with running backs in the AFC West. Melvin Gordon, it's time for the rookie to shine, and against Cleveland, that might be his opportunity. And at $6,800, that's a really good value for Melvin Gordon, but I'm going to give you the best value, a waiver wire pickup that you need right now, today, for the rest of your season. It's one of my favorites, even though he plays for the Indianapolis Colts. That's Dante Moncrief, $6,300 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. This guy's going to be targeted. This is the guy you want. Those are your 3 waiver wire slash value pickups. Now, you all play against me on FanDuel, go to HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass.
Follow John's advice and you might get rich. Emphasis on might. Don't hold me accountable for any of that.
And you might not. But we do have to take another time out here on the show. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we will head out into the community with your Houston Texans. Stay with us.